Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at router and switch controls. You know, you may have seen the news. There was a gentleman at Citibank. The gentleman had a performance review. The performance review did not go well. This happens. He was disgruntled. This happens. This disgruntled gentleman at Citibank then, by way of his access as a network administrator, waited till after hours and dispatched a command, most likely a reset, to several Cisco routers, effectively taking down 85% of Citibank's network. Basically wiped out all the configs and brought the network to its knees. This is in the news right now because the gentleman just was prosecuted. So tip to you, you need strong router and switch controls. We all want to trust our people. We all want to trust our people. We all do our best to hire good people, right? But these people have the ability to do tremendous amounts of damage. That's just the nature of what they're equipped to do. And it doesn't happen very often. It doesn't happen very regularly. Most likely when I hear about networks being taken offline by insiders, it's not the disgruntled guy, right? This is in the news because it's rare. It's the guy who made the mistake. It's the guy who was troubleshooting and didn't put the command right. It's the person who logged into /123/prod instead of /123/dev and executed commands thinking he was in the developer environment when he was really in the production environment. These things happen. So what can you do? There are a class of controls around routers and switches that do monitoring of controls, do predictive analytics. So you say, hey, I want to implement this particular control, what will happen? And it'll show you, okay, it'll have this impact. This is within compliance standards. This is not within compliance standards. You may put this other zone at risk. You may open up this traffic. So it will do predictive monitoring. And it will enforce the two main concepts. So instead of having the admin have admin access to the routers and switches, you have the admin have access to these monitoring controls, and the monitoring controls will require two people to approve the change, and that will implement it. So very, very handy in preventing both intentional and accidental changes to your routers, firewalls, and switches that if incorrect, if inappropriate, if malicious, could take down the network and do significant financial damage. Check it out. One of the particular vendors that I have in mind at the moment is FireMon, but there are others out there. If you have some time today and you are responsible for securing your firewalls, networks, and switches, routers, check out these controls and see what would happen in your environment if someone like the Citibank guy got loose. That's it for me. Have a good one.